You're a jazz artist, a musician, a piano player. You began playing on classical and piano when you were like 9 years of age. Here you are at 85. You still play every week. My question is, do you still practice, or do you feel like you've sort of reached this certain level as an artist?
Well, you know, I have periods where I'll play like every day for several hours, and then I'll go a few days and not touch the piano. And I find that sometimes when I take a vacation or a break from the music, when I come back, it's fresh. And new things happen, and I surprise myself some of the time. It's kind of interesting how that works.
And the great thing about jazz, which turntablism kind of followed in its footsteps, is that it is free form, and you know, just sort of you do it as you go along, right?
Well, it can be very orchestrated, notated, but then there's always room to go elsewhere. In my case, I try to play standards and originals of my own. And improvise on the basic structure of the tune and take it from there. So you've got Moon Eye Blue in the background. That's with Akita Tano, who's a wonderful Japanese-American musician who is on hundreds of recordings with major artists. I felt very lucky to have him on that date, which incidentally, the album Blue and Green is dedicated to Bill Evans, who was a major influence on me and thousands of other piano players. But interestingly enough, the recording date was September 14th, the very last day that Fantasy Studios was in operation, having been in, around for like 30 or 40 years, recording major artists.
In
including
Berkeley, California.
In Berkeley. And the piano on that date is the very piano that Bill Evans recorded on many times. But the studio closed down the next day, and it happened to be September 15th, which is the day that Bill Evans died in 1980. So there are all these little connections. And it was, but when we got through, it was obvious that we had it dedicated to Bill, and the title, which we recorded, the beautiful tune Blue and Green, which he wrote with Miles Davis, is the title track of the album. And it was a great experience to be able to play on such a wonderful instrument. With Bill Evans' piano, as I mentioned, Akita Tano, the drummer, and Steve Weber, my longtime bass player. We've been together since 99 and still play every week.
Well, we're going to play the song in its entirety, not just as background music. But I want to just mention a couple of things, and that is that you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM. And online everywhere. Everywhere at WFMU.org. And Dick Conte is on KCSM 91.1 FM in the Bay Area and online KCSM.org. And you can hear him Saturdays, 2 to 6 Pacific time, doing jazz in the afternoon. And Kathleen Lawton, who did all the photos today, she's on that radio station too. She's on there actually just in a few hours from now, from 6 to 9 doing Jazz Oasis, and then from 9 till midnight doing Crazy About the Blues, which is, as the name implies, all blues. So thank you so much for hosting the show here today, Dick Conte. And we're going to go out with this. And also, shout out to Bucci for doing the engineering. Shout out to all the listeners who have been on the comments, including Glistener MW and Spider Mank and Hyperdose. But I wanted to ask you before we go into this. Yeah. So this is Moon Eye Blue, and this is dedicated to
my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter, yeah.
Who just turned 13. Yeah, sweet little girl.
Where does she live?
She lives in Australia. And her little sister, who just turned 7, is on my following album, the one after this, called Nuage. And it's, what is the track? Zia's Dance. And she said, "You wrote a song for Moon Eye. What about me?" I said, "You're on my next CD." And so we did this in 2022 during the pandemic. And she heard it. We did a FaceTime, and she was dancing to it. It was great.
I love it. Oh, another thing, too, I always loved from when I first met you as a jazz DJ was like how, you know, you would list every artist when you would, like, back announce on the air. And you'd, like, listen. I always thought that was so cool.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to get into it. Dick Conte, thank you so much. Coming live from Sonoma next week. I don't know where the hell I'm going to be, but I'll be somewhere on this world tour, part 7.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a series.
It's a series. So this is Moon Eye Blue, composed by Dick Conte for his granddaughter. And Mr. Fine Wine Downtown Soulville is next.
Yeah, the album is Blue and Green. And then the last one that came out this past year, Nuage, which means clouds. It's a Django Reinhardt tune. Anyway, there you go. Thank you for coming, and it's very enjoyable.
Here
from Radio Sonoma Gardens. That's our condo.
What's up, WFMU family? This is the Downtown Soulville show, but it's not Mr. Finewine, it's Dwayne today. Dwayne, the former host of the Dwayne Train, is going to be filling in till 9 o'clock. I just wanted to say hello and tell you how happy I am to be here. You're not going to hear my voice for a while because I only have an hour to drop the gems on you, so just want to say so happy to be here. Let's go.
Deep within, it's a feeling deep in my soul. one more time. Keep it funky.
This is not a test. This is the Dwayne. Well, yeah. The Dwayne. This is Dwayne, former host of the weekly program on WFMU, the Dwayne Train, filling in for Mr. Fine Wine for the Downtown Soulville episode this week. And always a pleasure to fill in for such a legendary program. I was that whole set was kind of right. You know, I played it kind of in tribute to the first time that I actually met Mr. Matt Finewine back almost around the time that he started doing this radio show, which I think is what, I think this year is supposed to be his 20th year anniversary of doing it. Maybe like a little bit before, but we used to go to all, you know, meet at like the kind of like downtown dive bars and that whole sort of 45 soul scene, which a lot of members of past and present WFMU radio DJs, that's how I formed relationships with most of them, was like going out to those parties and dancing to each other's music. And a lot of those records that I played before that were some of those records that were played at those events some time ago. And I hope you enjoyed them. I hope you enjoyed your holiday. It's been a while since we've chatted. Happy 2023 to you, all of you. Hope you know, the first 30 days or so. I'm getting ahead of myself. The first 20 days were okay. We were actually in Mexico for like 7 weeks. We came back on the 2nd or 3rd of January, but we actually left. We got out of here like around Thanksgiving. My wife's family is Mexican, so we went down there to see all the extended family. Bought baby Boogie, although he is, you know, not a baby anymore. He's a little boy. Boogie is who he is. And you know what? He doesn't even want to be called Boogie anymore. He wants to be called by his given name, Alton, which is a pretty cool name, if I say so myself. But, you know, it's that thing. You know, you realize he's making his own choices and, you know, who cares? But had a great time in Mexico. We heard a few selections. That was the Supremes Ballad of Davy Crockett from the unreleased Supremes Sing the Disney Songbook album that was recorded around the same time that they were doing Love Child and all that. It did come out in 1987. Not a huge fan of that song, but I am a huge fan of the fact that that was Mary Wilson actually getting a rare lead vocal on a track, and she sounds incredible on that. We played a little Pointer Sisters, Send Him Back. Their, if you can believe this, debut recording from 1972. Rest in peace to Miss Anita Pointer, who passed away on the eve of 2023, December 31st. And big hugs and shouts to Ruth Pointer, who is the sole living Pointer sister who sang, although there's many members of the Pointer family who are still with us, thank God. But you know, just wanted to give space for that. We heard Patty Austin, early recording from her. I always play the Day by Day single on the A side, but the B side, Didn't Say a Word, on Columbia from 1972, was just as fantastic as you heard. We heard some music from Tommy Dodson, One Day Love. Incredible Northern Soul track from 1965. Big shout out to Mr. Al Kent, who I hung out with in Mexico City. We actually played a gig together. It was fantastic. Me and Zernell, Ewan, Kelly, Al Kent, throwing down. Even my cousin Ainsley, the TV chef from the UK, came down to party with us. It was insane. Speaking of which, we played Ruby Andrews, Just Loving You, from 1968. Incredible Northern Soul track that, speaking of Al Kent, he actually did a reworking of that track. His birthday gift to me, because I turned the big 50, October 28th. And we were kind of having a party down there. And he came out, and he gifted me this exclusive one-of-one rework of that track, Just Loving You. 12 minutes of disco bliss, comes out. He said he's going to release it on the world in March, but I'm the only one who has it right now. And then we started it all off with Ray Bryant, Up Above the Rock, classic sort of breakbeat, jazz, soul, funk, stepper, sampled to great effect by Kool G Rap and DJ Polo, but sounds incredible on its own. We got 22 minutes ago. I just wanted to, you know, take a break to say hello to all of you. Thank you so much for saying so many kind things on the Accu playlist, which I miss. I miss all your chats and all your, you know, hearing how all y'all are doing. Thank you for all the shouts out on Twitter and IG. And I really got to do this more often, is what you're telling me. And I promise I promise I'll get to it. You know, more of this down the line. But we got 20 more minutes together to drop some hard soul funk beautiful music for you. So I'm not going to chat anymore. So keep it here.
me satisfied for days. There's been a change in me. Every time she holds my hand, she tells me I'm her lover, man.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This was Dwayne, formerly the host of the Dwayne Train on WFMU, filling in for Mr. Finewine in downtown Soulville. I will see you when I see you. Have a wonderful weekend. It's been a blast getting to catch up with all of you. Stay tuned for Nate the Cat.
There's another way to make change, and I will not give up. I have come too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down.
Thank you. Don't stop.